Okay, so we were learning this Gvaldika Gemara that they asked him, say something, make something up. So he said a very simple story: a mule gave birth, and all of a sudden the animal comes out with a chain that says, "I owe my father 1,000 zuz," or "My father owes me 1,000 zuz." And they say, "Okay, I get the story about the 1,000 zuz. Oh, sorry. I get the story with the 1,000 zuz." But what's the deal? But your story doesn't add up because mules don't give birth. To which Rishu Makanya says, no, you got it all wrong. That's the point. So what's going on over here? So we said that the storyline here is that they claim that we're liars. We claim they're liars. Why do we claim they're? They claim once every 70 years that they have the Messiah. And the Gra says the story with Rome. They say that we're the liars. That Yaakov Avinu was Zaifana, Marna da'acha, Zaifana. No, Achna de Marna, Zaifana, the brother of our master is a liar. We say back, no, you said it wrong. Acha, Marna Zaifana, the brother of the liar, my master, meaning to say that we have a different way of saying it. We say that you have the picture wrong. What you see is not what you see. We're not liars. Even though we're in Golos and we are in the bottom of the barrel, we're very low and everything like that, what you see is nothing. That's just you know why? Because we have to be in Golos in order to go through what we have to go through. And we see the Golos, every step of Golos, we see it as a step closer to the Geula. We say, Boine Yerushalayim, Boine Barachim of Yerushalayim, Amen. Hashem is building Yerushalayim every day. Every day we're getting closer. We see it as a process. They see it as a raya that we're done. So they see a mule. We tell them, mules don't give birth. And that was the shackle of attire, trying to show them that even though it looks like a mule, but we give birth. And the Goyin brings down all these psukim that Klal Yisrael is nimshal to something that doesn't give birth. Like we said, Rani Akara lo yalada. And there's actually a Gemara that the Gra brings down. It's a Gemara in Brachas that one of the an Apikurus came to Bruria. Bruria is the daughter of the wife of a mayor, and he says, "Rani Akara lo yalada." She's an Akara, but why? But the Min said, "Your Torah makes no sense. She's an Akara, but she's Rani. She's singing." Amrele, she said back, "Shatya, you fool! Look at the end of the pasuk. Ki rabim b'nei beula amar Hashem." They have a lot of kids, so the question begs itself. So then, why is she called Akara? Right. So then, the question begs itself. So why is she called Akara? Right. So so why is she called Akara? So the answer is, again, it's all a matter of perspective. She looks like she's an Akara. She looks like she has no kids. But in fact, that pain of not having kids is part of the process of growth. That galus that she's in is part of the process of having her to give children in the end. So when they say, yeah, this is a strange story. We asked you for a lie, and you told us the story with the thousands of those. I get it. But by the way, your story doesn't make sense because mules don't give birth. So they said, your story doesn't make sense because mules don't give birth. Zakt Rabbi Shur ben Chananya, Hainu de Badoi. No, that's the lie. Meaning, you think it's a mule, it doesn't give birth. No, you know what the lie is? It's not a mule at all. It just looks like a mule. That's what he's saying. I told you a lie. I told you a story about a mule that gave birth. That's the whole lie. It's not a mule. That's why it's giving birth. That's what Meir's wife is saying. Rani Akara lo yalada. You know why? Because she's not an Akara at all. It's all a matter of perspective. So he says, I'm telling you a lie right now. And the lie is that this mule gives birth, and they don't understand the story. And they say, okay, I get the mule gives birth with this letter of 1,000 zuz. So they say, okay, but why is the mule giving birth? So he says, that's my lie. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm making up a story that there's a mule that looks like a mule that's not a mule. And that's why it's giving birth. And that's the story of Klal Yisrael and the Golos, that the steps of Golos is there for our kiyum. Now, let's get to the 1,000 zuz. What's the deal with the donkey having a letter, having an amulet that says, my father owes me 1,000 zuz? So for this the Gra makes an unbelievable connection. So the Gra says like this. He says, Venemar. So he brings a pasuk in Dvarim. It says, Imloikitsuram Mecharam, Zeh Avram Avinu. Shenemar Alav, Habitu al Tzur Chutzavtem, Zeh Avram. And he brings an entire medrash of who Machram Legalus. Avram Avinu is the one that sent us to Galus. Sha'amar Lai Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a medrash that a Kadosh Baruch Hu asked Avram Avinu, what do you want the method of punishment for your children to be? Ma Tivra, Oy Galus, Oy Gehenim. Do you want Galus or do you want Gehenim? Ubirer HaGalus. He chose Galus. You know why? Ki Be Gehenim Yichlu Chas V'Shalom. Because if you just wait till Gehenim, you're done. Then you're not an eternal people. You live, you have fun, you go to Gehenim, and you're finished. Masha'in came b'galus, but if you survive the galus is that which keeps us going, and that's the whole secret of galus. How do we survive in the galus? Because Avraham Avinu said, no, Hashem, I'm sending you to the galus, but under one condition, that they're going to come back eventually. So he says, that's exactly the pshat, unbelievable gra. That's exactly the pshat in the story with Bruria. The min asked Bruria, he says, Rani Akara lo yalada? Akara, Klai Yisrael's in Akara, she doesn't have kids and she's happy? Lo yalada? She says, Ki rabin b'nei shoymeima. Because we are so many people in Galus. And the Gemara says, you know why I'm in Akara though? I'm in Akara because I have no kids in Gehenna. That's what she says. No kids in Gehenna. What's that mean? So the girl says she's referencing this medrash. She's saying, you think I'm a Kara? No, I have no kids in Gehenna. For that, I'm a but that's why. Because you know where my kids are. They're all in Gullus. But do you know why Avraham Avinu chose Gullus over Gehenna? Because that's how we're an eternal people. Because we survived the Gullus. And that's Avraham Avinu promised us. And he says, I promise you that you will never be forgotten and you will go to the Gullus. And Avraham Avinu chose that method for our survival. That's exactly why he chose it. The haftacha al sheyolo yiklu. Now, where was this promise made? Where did Avraham Avinu make this promise to us that if we go to Gullus, we will never be forgotten? In Sheir Shirim. It says, Kerem Haya Lishloimai Beval Hamoin, Nosan Esa Kerem Lanoitrim. He gave the Kerem. You know, there's Psukim in Tehillim, that Geffen, right? That Geffen Mimitraim Tasia, that we are Nimshal to a wine, to wine, to Geffen. So there's a Pasuk that Hashem gave us over, Nosan Esa Kerem, he gave Klai Yisrael, Lanoitrim Espirioi, to those that will watch it, who's Avram Avinu. Ish Yavah, how much does the Kerem cost? 1,000 Zuz. Elef Kesef, Pasuk and Shir Hashir. So Avraham Avinu bought Klal Yisrael for 1,000 zuz. In other words, the price for this is 1,000 zuz, but he hasn't paid yet because we're still in Galus. So he's shomer over us, and he made a note that he's going to pay the 1,000 Kesef to redeem us eventually, because that's the price of this Kerem. Like it says in Shir Hashirim, Kerem Haya Lishlomo Bevalamon Nosan as a Kerem La Noitrim. He gave the Kerem to the Noitrim. He gave the Kerem away to the Goyim. But Ish Yavi Bepiria, someone's going to come redeem it from there. The Elef Kesef. Bepiria Elef Kesef, like it says Shir Hashirim. Who's going to come redeem it for 1,000? Ha Elef Lacha Shlomo. Shlomo Ma Avram Avinu. He's going to come redeem it with 1,000 Zuz. So what's the mule? The mule is giving birth. Because the mule is not a mule. The Hainu de Kadvoi, that's the Sheker. It looks like a mule. You think it's a mule. He says, no. It's not a mule. It's giving birth. And what's it giving birth with? With a note on its neck. What's the note say? Our father owes us 1,000 Zuz. Avram Avinu has to still give 1,000 Zuz to be paid to us from the Galus. So you think I'm fine now. You think that we're a mule. You think that we're finished. Hashem forgot about us. This mule that you think is finished is giving birth still. This mule will eventually give birth. And you know what it's going to give birth with? With this letter and promise that its father has, that he's going to eventually redeem it for that 1,000 Zuz. And that's referencing the Neutrum Espirioi, that's referencing that there will be a redeemer that will pay 1,000 Zuz, Avraham Avinu, to redeem Klal Yisrael from this Galus. That's That's the eternality of Klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. So here the Gra is mechadish to us a new point that their taina on us is that we're suffering in the galus and we're forgotten people and whatever. And he's saying, no. Avram chose this mahalach for us, but he's going to take us back. That's the Elif Kesef. Okay? Now, right? So I saw. So now, let's go back to that original story with the parade in Rome. So what happened with the? So that answers the whole story here with the mule. What's the lie? The lie is that you think that it's a mule. That's the lie itself. I'm showing you it's not a mule. What you think is a mule is not a mule. You ask me, tell me a lie. I tell you a story that something that looks like a mule that gives birth. And you say, but it's a mule. How does it give birth? That's the point. It's not a mule. Don't you get it? That's what he's telling them. It's not, it is, have it does have a future. And it's going to, but you see, because you see in your eyes now, that's not what the Olam is about. The Olam has an Olam void. So what was the story in the parade in Rome that they take the fake beauty of Rabbi Shmuel, they take the clothes of Adam HaRishon, and they say, we're in charge of this world. And how did they say it? Achua de Marna, Zaifa, Achua de Marna, the brother of our master is a liar. Zaifa. They're saying Yaakov Avinu is a Zaifa. What does Rav Ashi say? Said your motto, Achua de Marna Zaifa, could be read the opposite. Achua, Yaakov is the brother of Marna Zaifa, of the liar Esav. So what's he saying with that? He's saying everything that you see, we see just the opposite. You see a world that we're on the bottom and you're on top. And you see a world that we're the liars. It's exactly that you're on top of us. It's exactly that which you are on top of it that makes us eternal. It's the Avram Avinu's choice to put you on top of us. Because Avram Avinu realized we need the galus to make us be able to get to the Olam Haba. What you see as you winning is gufa, the thing that makes us last forever. So what you see is the lie. That's why it's a play on the words. You're saying a sentence saying we're the liars. No, we see in that sentence just the opposite. You see we're the liars because we're in Galus. We see that no, the opposite. Because we're in Galus, we're going to last forever. Because Avraham Avinu chose to tell Hashem, don't ever forget about Klal Yisrael. And if you need to do something to them, send them to Galus and I'll be with them and I'll take them out eventually. And that's going to be the eternal promise of Klal Yisrael. So the Goyim, like that famous story, I don't know exactly how it goes, but you know, in other when the Yidden were being destroyed and everything, and the Yidden would say, I would rather be on this end of the stick than the other end of the stick, right? Because the affliction that Klal Yisrael gets in Galus is gufa, the recipe to their ultimate defeat of the nations, loss of lovely. So that's the message that he sees, the Gra sees over here in this message. It's unbelievable with a thousand zuz. Yeah. So he puts it all together, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so we'll start in Mitzvah Hashem, the next one tomorrow, I hope. And if there's a way to get anyone this farm, you know, they're here. It's beautiful, beautiful safer. We'll Mitzvah Hashem. All right?
Thank you, Rabbi.
Shkoyach, shkoyach, shkoyach.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.